If you are still struggling with the issue of the importance of baptism, and I suspect that some of you will be, this may help. All that we've seen is summed up in one phrase: the government of God in our lives. Government implies both ownership and lordship. And many of us never realise what took place when we were born again, and that's why many are not baptised. Infant baptism, christening, dedication isn't enough. Someone who can make a decision for themselves is what it means by being baptised. The baptism of which we speak is the baptism of a believer by plunging, as of dyeing a garment, full immersion, under and up. The lack of understanding of the significance of baptism, full immersion, has meant we don't cooperate with the Holy Spirit as He would like, and we're still reserving the right to ourselves. When we hear, "For me to live is Christ, to die is gain," we think it was just for Paul or some super spiritual people. But the fact is, the identification you go through when you're fully immersed is with the death of Christ and therefore His resurrection. That's why Paul told us to reckon ourselves dead to sin but alive to God in Christ, Romans 6:11. When we come up out of the water, we've undergone a rite of passage that brings us under the lordship of Christ, under His government and His headship. Just as He, following His baptism, only ever did what the Father was doing and only ever saw things the way Father did, so it will now be for us. Your ultimate decision now is to agree with something that's already a fact. When you are baptized, you signify that you died and your life is now hid with Christ in God, Colossians 3:1. So, how about it, beloved? Is it time for full immersion if you haven't already done so? He never coerces or forces us, and I'll leave you to think about that one.